Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106 Up in the Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Ian Harditz, fantasy football writer for Fantasy Life, will join us at 8:20. He's got some nuggets about Cliff Kingsbury's offense. Later this hour, I will give you some nuggets that I got from our pal Zach Kruger, which maybe will make you pump the brakes on a little of the Jaden Daniels hype, but we'll get into that at 7:45. 9 o'clock, Mike Rizzo to talk some Nationals baseball. We will talk to the GM and president of baseball ops.
I know we're going to hit the skins here in a second, but I've got to thank Coach Mike Cassidy over at Marymount.
Not Mike Cassidy.
Michael Cassidy's the head baseball coach at Marymount, just a few miles away, and he sent us some hats.
Very cool.
These are cool. I actually like the cut, that royal blue.
Yeah, I like that a lot. So thank you very much, Coach. That's Marymount University Baseball right there.
Good sized.
They have a good baseball team? I have no idea.
Couldn't tell you.
Who knows? Nice, you can't keep track of every college. I mean, who knows?
Curious.
I'm going to say yes, but I don't know.
Baseball hats are hard to come by because, like, if you go into their school store or whatever, you'll find like regular hats that say Marymount, but you don't find the baseball. I'm trying to find the baseball hats at Cornell. This is one the baseball coach gave me, but I want the red one. You can't find them anywhere.
The red one with the white C?
Yes. Yeah. It's silly.
Did you tell them you wanted that one?
The baseball coach?
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, I already gave you one.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I can't give you two.
I want the red one.
So thank you,
Coach. I see
Coach.
31-11. That's pretty good.
Eric looks like he's ready for a blood rally.
14-4 in the conference.
I'm tired, dude. I just put on red sweatpants, and then I didn't know what to put on, and I just saw the red top. Then it dawned on me I had two red things, but oh well. I didn't know what to do.
Well, I do know this. You're going to hit the skins right now.
Oh, am I? I'm sorry.
Hit the skins is brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now? How about grabbing a Don't Sleep Energy shot? Need to stay ready all day just in case? Sip in a refreshing 12-ounce can. You can grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES for 10% off. And remember, don't sleep makes you great.
I have to tell you, I was getting annoyed earlier this morning when I was reading. They called this guy. I'll see if I can find it now. I found it this morning. Football commentator, or whatever. They're like some longtime analytics donk was trying to say, and they was doing the bit that we were kind of doing yesterday. That you know, on average, there'll probably be one great quarterback, one pretty good, and a couple that are awful or whatever. And his tweet was something to the effect of, looks like Caleb Williams is going to be the breakout. And he says, and very likely Daniels is going to be the bust, essentially.
Why did he say that?
I don't know. It was making me crazy, and I didn't know the name, and it was for, like, FTN. Do you know what FTN is?
No.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, oh, man, this must not be a legitimate guy. But I don't even know how you could justify that at this point.
Well, what did he say about the other guys?
No, didn't really.
Oh, did?
Just in the link that I saw. Maybe
it's a fantasy site, FTN.
Yeah. And I guess, you know, because, listen, the Caleb has had some dazzling plays in the preseason.
For the numbers.
That are wowing people. And Jaden, as JP has talked about, has only had, sort of one really explosive play, the one to Diami.
I mean, I think he's shown a lot with his legs.
Yeah, for sure. I think he's
limited work, but
I think he's going to be great. I think he's going to be really, really good. I know we're going to have Ian Harditz in, and
I'll give you some nuggets coming up at 7:45 that we can dive into, though, about Jaden Daniels.
Is that from Harditz?
No, it's from our pal Zach Kruger.
Yeah, and I don't know. We're going to talk to Harditz about Kingsbury's offense. And listen, I don't know a ton about it, but I guess the sentiment is that Cliff doesn't throw downfield a lot, right? I know JP always talks about sideways passes. they talk about how when DeAndre Hopkins was his 1 year when he was in Arizona, I guess they don't move their receivers around a lot. I think that's one thing with Cliff He may not run a lot of pre-snap motion. Like you see, you know, in Miami, those guys are moving around all over the place pre-snap. Maybe Cliff doesn't do that a lot. Hartitz has noticed that McLaurin lines up on the left side, 28 out of 29 snaps. DeAndre Hopkins kind of did a similar thing. You know, there's some predictability to Cliff's offense.
I got to think Kingsbury has learned a lot since his days at Arizona. He was there for 3.5 years, 4 years, and he got fired in the fourth year. But his teams did get better. Took over a bad team in 2019. They went 5-10-1. Second year, they went 500. Third year, they won 11 games and went to the wild card game, lost to the Rams, but went to the playoffs. And then Kyler Murray gets hurt, and he had a bad year that final year, and he gets let go. And he was pretty balanced, but I got to think he's learned a lot. Don't you think?
I mean, I would think, but maybe it's just a staple. I don't think it's necessarily something where he's not aware of what he's doing. It's just a staple of his offense.
And I got to think if he's got talent, he's going to use that talent. So if he's got talent on the outside that can get deep and stretch the field, I think he's going
to
use it.
Now, it's not that he's not going to use it, but it's that there might be a predictability to it.
That's what I'm saying. So maybe he has learned over time. And he'll be a little bit more unpredictable. But I do know that McLaurin has pretty much been on the left side the whole time,
right,
in the preseason.
But
again, it's preseason, so you're not really showing teams anything.
That's obviously true. That the no huddle rate that they've shown, which I've loved, which I think is more an indicator of just trying to get Jaden acquainted with running 2-minute offense and that sort of thing. But they're running it at a much higher rate than anybody else in the league. But it is preseason. Drab, you have an update on the FTN guy?
Well, it's not just, it's just some random guy. That's Aaron Schatz, who's the longtime ESPN NFL analytics guy.
So you like this guy, too?
Well, he's very well known in this industry. He's also the creator of the DVOA
stat. Yeah, he's big on the DVOA.
So, this is a guy who knows what he's talking about. But this is all he said. This is all on the back of what we're talking about now of Ian Harditz's nuggets on Kingsbury's preseason tendencies. And Aaron says, I keep saying that it's likely that one of the rookie QBs will be very good, one will be very bad, and the rest will be below average. It sure feels like Caleb Williams is going to be the good one, and Jaden Daniels may end up as the bad one. And then he does a little asterisk and says,
I hate this guy.
Sorry, let me make that clear. It feels like Jaden Daniels may end up as the bad one, not through his own fault.
Right. I saw that.
Going back to how Kingsbury is predictable and teams figure him out quickly.
All right.
It's interesting.
I hate that guy.
I know through two preseason games, the guy with the most big time throws, if that means anything to you, we've talked a lot about big time throws, PFF's number, I think it is Caleb Williams.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's had some remarkable plays, there's no doubt about it, where, that's his thing, where he scrambles around and rips off some throw against his body downfield. His thing.
Some people were knocking his completion percentage in the last game, which I believe was 50%, Caleb Williams. But I saw a film breakdown. I think it was on TV. Maybe I saw it online. And he had a couple drops. And he also had that one spectacular one, which looked like it was going to be a touchdown, where he was scrambling to the right and throws just a rope 30 yards to the corner of the end zone, and I guess the guy had a foot out of bounds. So it wasn't like he was inaccurate. It just, ended up being 50%. But if you looked at the context of it, it wasn't bad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just kind of going back to, he's only been a head coach in the NFL for one team, and it was only for 3.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But if you go back and look at the numbers, when he took over Arizona in 2019, that yardage per game, total yardage per game, they were in the bottom 10 in the league. Mm-hmm. And they went 5-10-1. Okay. Points per game, they were roughly middle of the pack. They were averaging 22 a game. The next year in 2020, now again, it's different quarterback, different talent, different receivers, different offensive line. I get it. But it went from 22 a game to 25 a game. And his total yardage went up to top 10 in the league. So he went from bottom 10 to top 10 in 2 years.
Is that the year they draft Kyler?
In 2020?
Yeah.
You'd have to go look and see what year that he was drafted. I thought Kyler was there in 2019, but maybe not. 2021, the points go up even more by one a game. So he's going from 25 to 26 a game. And again, in total yardage, they were also in the top 10, maybe top 8.
But their defenses were horrible.
Defenses weren't very good. But
How were they on like time of possession and all that? Did they not possess the ball a long time? Did they run too much hurry up and all
you'd
that?
You'd have to go look at that. But they went from 5 wins to 10 or 11 wins in that 3-year mm-hmm. span, and they went to the playoffs in the third year.
Mm-hmm. So Kyler Murray came in 2019, which was
right.
The
so
5-10-1
that was his rookie year, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then they go 8-8, and then they go 9-5.
I just don't feel
with
like
Kyler Murray is the starter.
I just don't feel like this guy Shats, who everybody loves, who was he's a pimple on my butt cheek. I don't even understand his rationale. Like, I know he's trying to now back off a little bit and say it's not because of Jaden, it's because of Cliff. But like what you just said, Cliff seemed like he's a fine offense coordinator.
I mean, I think he kind of proved it. I mean, his team's improved when he was running the offense in Arizona.
Right.
Now, the team sucked that fourth year, but Kyler got hurt.
Right. How do they blame him? There was also a weird thing, just getting back to Commanders as a whole for a second. And for some reason, this guy showed up on my algorithm. I talked about him the other day. Drew Chrisman, is that how you say his name? The former Ohio State punter. And I noticed a couple days ago that he was one of the guys the Commanders brought in, you know, for their sort of standard weekly workouts. Remember, they signed Martavius? Mm-hmm. Chrisman is a punter who came in, and he's documenting his journey as he's getting cut by every team. And
cool video.
He's got cool videos up there. I watch him. And then he documents what he did his tryout with the Commanders, and of course, he inevitably got cut. And, you know, or they didn't want him. And the Commanders then, 6 hours later, they the legal department said take down all your social media posts mentioning us.
Cease and desist.
He said
no fun league.
Yeah, why would the command? First of all, I thought it was weird they're trying to punter. I guess you need one in case Trust gets hurt. But there's no way they're looking for a punter.
Looking at the video.
There's just no way.
Unless I missed something, I was expecting that maybe he showed something that they didn't want out there, but I thought it was pretty innocuous.
Yeah.
I mean, he showed him not getting dressed, but he shows him before, and then mm-hmm. he goes like behind a curtain, and then you see him dressed, and you mm-hmm. see him walking out with his helmet.
I saw a video, did the same thing with the Niners. He had right. a workout with the Niners recently.
I don't know.
I just think that
there must have been something that they saw that they didn't want out there.
When you're looking at this particular team this year, I know we argued about Jaden a bunch yesterday, all right? Mm-hmm. And I think Jaden can be very good. He needs help around him, and he needs great coaching. I think they're going to get that. But this year, it's kind of, all right, let's see what he can do. Hopefully, he improves from week 1 to week 17 or week 18. And then year 2, get better. And then year 3, get better.
Oh, yeah, he's going to keep getting better.
I don't think you can't grade a guy for his career after his rookie year. I mean, because the team's going to change next year. Things are going to change. This coaching staff's going to be together for minimum 3 years. So it's hard to say he's going to be a bust. I don't think he's going to be a bust. I do agree with him that, based on history, those 6 quarterbacks that were drafted in the first round, not all of them are going to be great.
Right, but I don't
There's
think
going to be a certain percentage, maybe half, that are going to be just okay,
the problem
if not bad.
The thing I hate about that is people are just saying that based on history.
Correct. Well,
I'm asking people, look at the individual talents themselves and the fits. I'm telling you, I think a bunch of these, a preponderance of these guys are going to hit.
I don't think
it just might be an outlier.
I don't think
year.
It's just on history. I think it's also how hard the position is to play.
I agree. It is a very hard position to play.
Yeah.
But I actually think this is a unique year. We'll see, though. I guess you guys will get the last laugh. I hope not.
Like I said, you might not believe me. I hope that Jaden Daniels is good and we can ride the wave. Because you know what?
He's going to be good. I'm not worried about him.
Just think of how much fun we had
whatever
with the Capitals when they won it all, and how much fun we had with the Nationals when they won it all. I want the Commanders to be good.
I'm not worried. Jaden Daniels is the least of my worries. I need Knicks to hit, JJ to hit. Drake, I don't know. That's Jason's guy, so hopefully he hits. I think Caleb will certainly have some spectacular moments. He used to be a pretty good group. I have no idea. Penix. When are they going to play
him? It's just a wait and see. I mean,
yeah.
3 years
from now. There's so much football to be played.
Yeah.
And after 3 years, we'll go back and look at these 6 guys and go, all right. What do you think?
By the way,
is this guy really good? Is he average? Does he suck?
I'm going to say there.
Has he been benched?
There are at least 5 out of the 6 will at least be average. That's what I'm going to guess. Honestly, I don't think it's going to be one great one, one okay one, and everyone else is just butt. Everyone else is Zach Wilson. I just don't think.
I think
it's a different crop. I think it's a special crop.
Well,
We'll see.
Well, yeah, we will.
By the way, did you see Teddy Bridgewater's coach in high school? I didn't even know he retired from football.
Yeah, that came out a few days or a couple weeks ago, maybe.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Yeah, too many injuries.
Yeah.
All right, it is a Game Show Wednesday brought to you by Wendy's. Whole new way to nug. We're going to play Junkie's Password next. If you want to play, we got some great prizes. We had a $50 gift card to Wendy's, and we also have tickets to go see Jason Aldean at Jiffy Lube Live. Call in now at 800-636-1067.